Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om
namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Shreshtam Manamapi Shachiputram Atrasurupam Rupam Tasyagrajam Rupurim Maturim Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhava Sham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Sri Guru Tandatosmi. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Atav Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I am scheduled to go to Mayapur after 2 days to meet some of the top leaders of our movement who are concerned about my outspokenness regarding highlighting certain discrepancies within our movement, or from their perspective, what I probably mistakenly consider to be various discrepancies. Last night we were discussing how to go there. The possibility of going by helicopter arose. Yes, helicopter service now from Kolkata to Mayapur. I'm not sure about that. Actually, we should walk to the dham and enter crawling. The compromise is to go by car, but I'm not sure about coming in as if you're some kind of demigod from the air and descending, an avatar to come down. I'm not sure about that. Maybe we could go up to Krishnanagar like that. Anyway, Sri Gaurasundara, Dhameshwara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead who personally appeared there, he gave some indication of how I can go, how I can enter the Dham. Now you may wonder what kind of Sahajiya talk I'm saying, that how Gaurasundara can instruct me, nonsense, fool, rascal, someone who thinks he's more advanced than he actually is. But actually, if we are open to it, seeing through the eye of Shastra and by the mercy of the Acharyas, we should be taking instruction from Gaurasundara at every moment. We should be living our lives like that. He is Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avata. He's particularly descended to purify the most fallen, so it's his prerogative how he instructs, who he instructs. And particularly Srila Rupa Goswami has blessed all those who will take the blessing, who are willing to take the blessing. Sada hridaya kandare spurutu va shachinandanaha. Srila Rupa Goswami, he, at the beginning of his Lalita Madhava Nartak, in which he reveals some of the pastimes of Krishna, he has offered this blessing. May that Sachinandan, Gaurasundar, be always manifest within the inner core of your heart. And of course, what Rupa Goswami says, he's written some things, but at every moment we can understand the great pure devotees, at every moment they're experiencing so many ecstasies, so many revelations that even millions of books couldn't capture the, even one moment of their ecstasies and their realizations. But therefore, he says, may Chaitanya Mahaprabhu be manifest in your heart, because you can't write everything down, what's to be known, what's to be understood, what's to be experienced. You experience it yourself. You experience Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's your mercy yourself. That is the blessing of Srila Rupa Goswami. So I have to go to Mayapur, and I can expect that the meeting will be tense. During the daytime, I'm busy in various things. I don't think about it much. It's just upcoming in a few days. But it seems that in my consciousness, there's a lot of tension, because during the last few nights, when I've been knowing I'm going for this meeting, I go to sleep nicely, then I wake up in the night and there's some tension, and I'm thinking that what's going to happen, what's going to be said, everything. This may be a watershed in everything that I've been doing for the last 45 years. And thinking, what might they say? What might I reply? The future of myself and my disciples is in the balance, and what should I say? My concerns about the direction of the movement, and will they be willing to hear? So all this anxiety is underneath in my subconsciousness, and at night it comes. And then I can't sleep for some time because of some tension thinking about this. But I've also been thinking, What a great joy and what a great boon to go to Mayapur. I was anyway planning to go shortly after Gaur Purnima. Now I have to go a little before Gaur Purnima. And then here, as you have a little Mayapur here, the deities here, the photos of Sri Panchatattva, Sri Sri Radha Madhava, Narasimha Dev. Meditating on being able to present myself directly to them in darshan in a short time. It's exciting to go to Mayapur, the best place in the whole universe. So that thought is also there. So now I'll relate a little dream I had toward the end of the night. Often dreams that you remember are toward the end of night. That's mentioned about Madhavendra Puri also. just at the end of last night, that I entered the temple in Mayapur of the Panchatattva, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivas. and saw the huge forms, but they weren't in that Ashtadhatu metal form. They're in the traditional Bengali wooden form. I don't know even if you could make such big wooden forms, but a darshan like that. And then usually my practice is that, from there I go to the Radha Madhav temple, which is just in the next compartment. You all know, probably, maybe not everyone's been there. What was going on in the Panchatattva temple? The main activity was going on in the Radha Madhav temple. There was a huge kirtan going on. In the Panchatattva temple, there were just a few devotees milling around here and there. So my practice is, when I go to the Radha Madhav temple, first of all, offer obeisance to Srila Prabhupada, and then to the acharyas who have revealed the dham. The paintings are there, just to the side of Srila Prabhupada on his Vyasasan, the paintings of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Srila Gaurakishordas, Babaji Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. These are the acharyas who especially in recent times have revealed the dham. So my practice, especially when I first come to Mayapur, is that I'll offer obeisance to all the acharyas individually. So I was proceeding from the Panchatattva temple toward there. And then I just noticed out of the corner of my eye a couple of very senior devotees. One is my godbrother, who were sitting in the Panchatattva temple and talking to each other. And I know they have the habit of doing that, sitting in the temple and just talking among themselves. So I just saw them out of the corner of my eye, and I didn't think to go and meet them, because you meet so many devotees in Mayapur, and I thought, I'll go for darshan first, and I'll try and avoid. I didn't consciously think so many things, but and these two devotees, they're both much maligned, actually. They've both spent all their lives serving Mayapur, but they've done certain things in the past which caused many devotees to not like them very much. But I don't feel like that about them. But I just don't want... I'd say they've served Mayapur all their life, and I must have... I in this lifetime, I don't remember, but of course, how much meat I've eaten and so many bad things. But in previous lifetimes, I must have done so many bad things. So anyway, I wasn't going to them. I was going to walk past them. But then it was as if I was drawn toward them. And one of them, I went toward them, and one of them greeted me. And then I bowed down, and I realized that, I'm going for the mercy of the acharyas, but I have to get the mercy of the dhammavasis, those who live in the dham. So this way, Gaurasundar revealed how to enter the dham. It's not a question of walking, car, helicopter. Well, that's also a question. But what is the actual attitude by which we can enter the dham? And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described by composing a song of longing, Siddhi Lalasa, how we can enter the dham of Sri Mayapur. And what does it mean to enter the dham? Oh, but I don't think I searched for the page. Anyway, I'll search for it while I'm talking about it. Kobe Gora Bane Suradhuni Tate Ha Radhe Ha Krishna Bole Nachya. Let me find it. So he's saying Kobe when. He's not saying I'm here, I've done it, I'm great, I've made it. But he's thinking, when will I achieve that perfection? Siddhi Lalasa. This is the first in a series of songs called Siddhi Lalasa. It also comes in the series of his songs called Sharanagati. So towards the end of his Sharanagati series of songs. Yeah, I did mark it. Oh, I did mark it, yeah. So toward the end of his series of those songs, it morphs into Siddhi Lalasa as he attains perfection. It's difficult to describe. So anyway, this well-known song, at least among the devotees of Mayapur, it's well-known. Kabe gora bane suradhuni tarte haradhe ha krishna bale. Kandi abherabo deho shukha chari nana lata taru tale. When in Gauravan, we have Vrindavan, the forest presided over by Vrinda Devi. So this is Gauravan, the land of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On the bank of the river, of the heavenly river, Ganga, she came from heaven, all the way just to be at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So calling out, Harade Ha Krishna, Bhaktivinoda Thakur envisages himself wandering around, crying, completely forgetting any notions of bodily happiness among all the forests, creepers and trees, at the base of the trees. Kabe shapocha grihete magia kaibo. When will I, going to the homes of the most rejected people? So that fits in with the devotees who are, I was saying, who they're not seen as being in good standing by many devotees in Mayapur, but they're there, and they're doing their service. So when going to the houses of the most ordinarily contemptible people, the dog eaters, dog cookers, I will beg my food and drink the water of the Sarasvati River. This is, he's praying for the perfection, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Puline puline, on the different banks of the rivers or along the banks of the rivers, gara gari debo, rolling on the ground. Kari Krishna kola hol, just calling out loudly the name of Krishna. Kabe dhamavasi jane, Pranati Korea Magibo Kriparalish. Then when will I, bowing down to the residents of the Dham, beg for a drop of their mercy? Vaishnava Charan Renu Gai Maki Dhari Abadhuta Besh. Yeah, this is very unusual behavior from the social point of view. So he's aspiring to have the dress of an avadhut, someone who's not in the normal social way of existing. And doing so, he will take the dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas and smear it all over his body. So this is the way to enter the dham. Physically, we may have the mercy to plant our bodies there, but really to enter the dham is to have this attitude of extreme humility and submission. And then the effect of this, kobe braja jane bedna dekibo hoibo baraja basi. So in this way, seeing that the residents of the Navadvip Dham, they're none different from the residents of Braja Dham, Vrajavasis. Or another reading is seeing that Navadvip and Vrindavan are none different, then I can be a Vrajavasi. Then I can, from from entering Navadvip in this way, I can actually reside in Vrindavan, which is different and non-different from Sri Navadvip Dham. So this it gives purport to the Narottam Das Thakur saying, Sri Gaura Mandala Bhumi Jeba Jane Chintamani Tarhoi Braja Bhumi Bash. The person who knows that the whole land of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, which roughly corresponds to the southern part of West Bengal at the present time, who knows that land to be non-different, or Jeba Jane Chintamani, who accepts it to be the non-material dham, as is Vrindavan. So such a person is eligible for residence in Vrindavan. Then what happens when Brajavasi, what do? You just live there? No, there's more to it. There's always more. There's always more to come. So, tokon dhamera sharup. Shuribe nayane. Then I will actually see the form of the dham. When we go to the dham, we see trees and buildings and roads. And in Vrindavan, we see Loi Bazaar and Anaj Mandi and Gopinath Bazaar, all these bazaars. And we see traffic jams nowadays. But to actually see the dham, that is the gift of the acharyas, who they see what we see, but they see a lot more also. And particularly, what it's not just about seeing, but what are they going to do there? And that Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, dhamera sharup, shuribe nayane, that will be, the actual form of the dham will become manifested to my eyes. And then, Hoibo Radhara Dasi. So how Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sees the dham, that's another vision of how, of his vision, how he gives the vision of how he sees the dham. There are so many songs. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has revealed so much. Every word of his songs. Just like you're saying, Rupa Goswami has so many things. We can read their writings, the acharyas, and it gives us some little insight. But really, they're leading us to experience that ourselves. They want us to experience that ourselves. They're taking our hand and showing us where we have to go. Don't get stuck on just seeing the buildings and the traffic jams. We have to go enter into Vrindavan. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is again revealing how to see the dham of Navadvip. This again comes in the Sharanagati series. Praying Gurudev. How is it possible? By the mercy of the Guru. When will that happen? Kabe tava karuna prakashe. When your mercy is manifested, then Sri Gauranga Lila hoi nitta tatta ejara bishase. And with your mercy and with firm faith that the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are eternal reality. Then, what else? Gurudev's mercy, firm faith, and Hari Hari Boli, chanting the holy names. Godruma Kanane, in the forest of Godrum, that part of Navadvip Dham, which was especially dear to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Brahmibo Darshana Ashe, then wandering in the forest. Bhaktivinoda Thakur envisages himself wandering in the forest of Godrum, in this attitude and chanting the holy names. There are so many things he has revealed. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with all his associates enter Godrum and chanting the holy names, and Kali flees away. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has revealed in his songs and in his other writings how he is seeing the holy Dharma. He's actually seeing what is actually going on, and he wants to give us those eyes also. So what's he doing? He's wandering in the forest, and he's aspiring to this, but we understand he's actually seeing all of this. And what does he see? Nitai Gauranga Adaita Srivash Gadadhara Panchajan, the five famous personalities. Krishna Nama Roshe Bhashabe Jagat Kari Mahashankirtan. Performing great sankirtan. We're going to say very loud sankirtan. They are drowning the world in the rasa of Krishna Nam. Nartana Bilash Midanga Badam Shunibo Aponakan. So they're dancing pastimes. The sound of the mridanga, I will hear with my own ear. So it's not just seeing the Dharma, you have to hear. Dekhiya dekhiya, seeing that and seeing that. Shailila Madhuri, going on seeing that sweet pastimes. Bashibo premera bane, then I'll float in the flood of prem. Nadeki Abba, then the vision is given, suddenly taken away. Nadeki Abba, Sri Lila Rata, that jewel pastime. Kandi, Ha Gauranga Boli, then crying out, Ha Gauranga, I got Gauranga, lost him. Amare Bishoi Pagala Baliya Ongeti Dibeka Dhuli. So the materialistic people seeing me just like a madman, thinking I'm a madman, they'll just pick up some dust and throw it at him, just say, get out of here. So that's his praying to his guru, please give me the mercy that normal people, what we call normal people in this world, will think that I'm completely mad and reject me. That will be the blessing of the guru. And of course, seeing the pastimes of the Panchatattva within the Dhamma. Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wanted to go to Vrindavan originally. His idea was to retire. For years and years, he was wanting to retire from his government service and go and live in Vrindavan. Just when he got the chance, he was going to Vrindavan, but by divine order, he was told, no, don't go, you have so much work to do. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, you have so much work to do in my abode. There's so much work to do. You go to Navadvip and serve there. So he served in Navadvip, and he found Vrindavan within Navadvip, and he revealed that to all of us. How to external vision, people may have thought that Kedarnath Datta, a highly respected magistrate in the government service, he had left all that to become a sadhu, a Vaishnava, and live in Navadvip Dham. But they don't know actually who he is. He has revealed who he is, Kamala Manjari. He's a servant of Sri Rup Manjari, who is a servant of Lalita, who is a servant of Radha, who is a servant of Krishna, Parampara. So he is envisaging in another of his songs. To go through all these songs and discuss, it's not a matter of 1 minute or 1 hour or 2 hours. It may take many lifetimes to be able to even begin to understand the purport of all of this. But anyway, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given this to us, and by his mercy, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we can begin to understand a little bit of it. So he's envisaging Nirjana Kutire, Sri Radhara Charan, Smarane Takibo Roto. Within a, this again in the Dham, he envisages in a remote cottage. Cottage, if we think nowadays, we think of some fancy structure, but many people used to live in those days, and even until recently. And cottage means maybe three or four poles and then some leaves all put together. Still, for the cows, it's made like that, but people used to live like that. So it's some very simple kind of cottage. He's sitting there and meditating on the lotus feet of Sri Radha. And then Sri Rupa Manjari Dhire Dhire Ashi Kohebe Amar Koto. And Rupa Manjari, the gopi form of Rupa Goswami, comes very gently, slowly, enters, and she says so many things to me. So she says, Bolibe, she will say, "Oh Shaki, oh my friend." He says, so she's not seeing. We'll understand from this, she's not seeing. Rupa Manjari is not seeing Kedarnath-datta Bhaktivinod, exactly. Kedarnath-datta, that doesn't exist. In this, the magistrate, the family, all these things. That's the external appearance, one cannot judge him. Even if we think of him as Bhaktivinoda and a great devotee, we may not understand him at all, as there's one whole narration of Srila Bhakti Sanskrit telling after Bhaktivinoda's disappearance, repeatedly telling a man who had himself repeatedly visited and discussed at length with Bhaktivinoda Thakur that you never saw him in your whole life. You don't know anything about Bhaktivinoda, which doesn't seem to make sense, because he did see him, but no, he didn't see him. So this is how Rupa Manjari sees him. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is seeing how Rupa Manjari is seeing. He's sitting in the cottage. And she says to him, "Ki koroboshe? What are you doing sitting here? Ah? Deko ha bahire ashi. Come on outside. Come and have a look. Go see what's going on outside. Ah. Jugala milan. Shobha nirupam. Hoibe charana dasi." That the Radha and Krishna performing their pastimes of meeting together, which is shobha nirupam, how to describe, the incomparable shobha. how do you say shobha? Niceness, goodness, auspiciousness, best, whatever it is. So it's difficult. How do you say shobha in English? Hmm? Beauty? Yeah, you can say that's another word. Beauty, yeah. And what are you doing sitting in the cottage? You are meant to be a maidservant of their lotus feet. That's what you're meditating on while they're here. Come and do that. Then she says, "Swarashiki shedi braja gopi dhan
Parama chanchala shati jogira dhyan nirbishesha gyan napai ekhane sthiti. This is again, this is something which to describe it, to even attempt to describe it, might take many lifetimes, and still hardly at the beginning. Therefore, maybe not try to describe it too much. It's something to be entered into if one is so indescribably fortunate and experienced. Swarashki Siddhi, Braja Gopi Dhan, the wealth of the gopis of Vrindavan. Not any gopi. Gopi means the cowherd girl, but this means the cowherd girls of Vrindavan. Their Swarashiki Siddhi, their own individual perfection of serving Krishna, Radha and Krishna, in the manner which they particularly relish doing so. Parama chanchala shati. These are two contradictory words. Chanchala, one who is parama chanchala, both supremely unfixed, moving here and there, and sati, completely fixed at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So this Parama Chanchala Shati describes how, or it gives an indication of how the gopis in their service of Radha and Krishna, they often appear to be fighting among each other, or plotting against Krishna. Maven, the higher, well, especially Lalita, maybe chastising Radha. So it may seem that they're not really. One thing for sure, you can't catch it. You can't understand it. Chanchala, like lightning. It's here, it's there, it's somewhere else. It's unpredictable. But the one thing that's predictable, and that is throughout, is the spirit of complete dedication and service that is there. So, this meditation of the yogis, yogira dhyan nirbishesh gyan, this impersonal attempt at liberation by impersonal, non-variegated knowledge. It's a long, 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 long way from Vrindavan. Even though there may be Mayavadis in Vrindavan. Prabhupada said there are so many Mayavadis in Vrindavan we have to be careful of. But they're a long, long way from Vrindavan. Long, long way. They can't get any place there in Vrindavan whatsoever. So again, Sakshat Darshan, Shakhat Darshan. That's the point. This is... One can actually see, one can see the dham, this and everything within it. It's not just the land, the countryside, but what's going on there. One can see and enter into that. Shakat darshan, madhana lilai. Radha pod ishivartini. So this directly seeing the midday pastimes of Radha and Krishna with the strong purpose or intention and desire to be the servant at the lotus feet of Sri Radha. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's aspiration. Jokon Jeshiva Karaha Jotone Sri Radha Charane Dhani. So that service performed very carefully at the lotus feet of Radha by Dhani. You know this word Dhani means? Dhani means someone who's wealthy. But there's a word, I'm not sure if it's Sanskrit, it's a word in Bengali. Dhani, with a short E. Do you have that word in your language? No. It means a young woman. A young, often newly married woman. And so that is Bhaktivinoda Thakur seeing the holy Dham. So I'm thinking all these things that this is, yeah, it's got to go to Mayapur. Very fortunate to be able to go to Mayapur. And then all the other things, well, they're there, but we have to see that. Try to see as our acharyas, or beg them for the mercy to see as they see. We can also go to the Gauranga Pizzeria. I've never been there myself, and I don't intend to go there, and I wouldn't lament if it was just removed altogether. The holy Dham is like a desire tree. Krishna is a desire tree, Kalpataru. We can take the Kalana Kalpataru that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has brought from the spiritual world, the desire tree of all welfare. Or, if we want, in Mayapur, we can live there and get name, fame, or desire, name, fame, position, power, money, property, sex, drugs. You can get that in Mayapur also. Not Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Mayapur, not Prabhupada's Mayapur. Or one can be blessed with Trinadapi Sunichta Bhav, the absolute humility, which is the qualification to actually chant Hare Krishna and actually enter the holy Dham. And be in the Dham, actually. I'm planning actually not to go to stay in Mayapur just now, to stay at Rajapur, the place of Jagannath, just a little distance. Such a great personality as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He said, I won't live at Radhakund. Rupa Goswami says to live at Radhakund, that's the highest perfection. He said, no, I won't live there. I'll live a little distance at Govardhan, and I'll go to Radhakund and serve my gurus who are fit to live there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gorky Shodas Babaji. So in the same way I can think of the Mayapur Vasis, those who are actually fit to live there. And I may go there. There may be other reasons for staying in Rajapur also, but that's one meditation. So thinking all these things, then I'm thinking that there may be so many inauspicious things may come out of this meeting that I'm headed for, but actually, by the grace of Krishna, by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, going to Mayapur can never be inauspicious. If one enters, well, especially if one enters with the trying to cultivate the mood of service, and service doesn't necessarily mean submitting to in false humility to all kinds of wrong ideas. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself showed that by, he didn't submit to the temple owners in Navadvip. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur established Mayapur as the actual birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in defiance of the very angry temple owners of Navadvip, whose business was getting stolen away. And Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur lived in Mayapur. He didn't compromise with the caste Goswamis of Navadvip. So entering with a spirit of utter humility doesn't mean, or doesn't necessarily mean, that one has to simply crumple up. One should stick to one's position at the lotus feet of one's gurus and pray for the mercy and the discrimination to understand what is right, what is to be done, and what is not to be done. But at least now I can feel that I shouldn't be in anxiety. We should be in anxiety for the future of Srila Prabhupada's great movement, but Krishna will look after us. Ultimately, everything is in Krishna's hands. With this spirit, we can happily go to the holy dham, and that atmosphere that should be created here. That's the whole point also of creating these villages. We're trying to create we want to create the spirit of the dham. The spirit of the dham as seen by our acharyas, not the spirit of the dham. If we see, someone recently told me, they were talking about they wanted to make an educational institution, and I said, well, why not do it in Mayapur? And they said, no, it's too much politics. that we do not want to reproduce. For whatever reason or reasons, there may be politics among those who are administering the affairs of the institution in Mayapur. That we do not want to. We really, that will really be a great success if we can really cooperate and if we can keep politics out, that would be a great, great success. If we can actually do that. That will require becoming pure-hearted, selfless servants. So, anyway, I'm supposed to go. Let's see what happens. Everything, ultimately everything is in Krishna's hands. Hare Krishna. Any question? Oh, and another anxiety. Oh, there's something else I have to say. That, there may be apparently inauspicious things may happen. Someone has indirectly or hinted that it might not be safe because some devotees are very angry at me. So I might get severely chastised. I might be physically attacked. You never know, but don't expect it, but it could happen. But ultimately, whatever happens, we have to see how we can serve Krishna. And another anxiety I have is how will I finish all these books that I have to write in Prabhupada's service? And then I thought also of Nityananda Prabhu's order to Krishnadas Kaviraj. Vrindavan tomar sarva labha hoy. In Vrindavan you'll get everything that you need, everything that you desire. So Krishnadas Kaviraj described how he was writing Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was sick, he was old. He didn't know how he was going on writing, but he was going on somehow or other. He finished that book. So, as a very tiny, perverted reflection of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, I can think also that health issues, a lot of work to do. But in Mayapur, I should, especially in Mayapur, I should pray for the mercy that how these books can manifest, how I can do that service which has been given to me by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaurasunda, and his devotees and the residents of the Dham. then the difficult things become easy. Pangong langhayate karim. How does that verse begin? Mukam karoti vacha lang pangong langhayate karim yat kripa tamahang vande. What's the last line? Well, apparently the first rendition of that is Paramananda Madhavam. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's been all rendered as Sri Chaitanya Maheshwaram. And we can also say Sri Guru Dinatarinam. So impossible becomes possible. The dumb man can speak. The lame man can climb over mountains. Everything is possible by the mercy of all blissful Krishna, the husband of the goddess of fortune, the supreme controller, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and by the mercy of all the gurus who are their manifest representatives on this earth. Hare Krishna. All right, so. I finished. Hare Krishna. Any question? Vrindavane Tomar Sharva Labbahoy.
Maharaj, how to understand that our acharyas have such awe and reverence for Dhamvasis and Dham, of course?
How to understand that our acharyas have such reverence for the Dhamavasis?
And at the same time, when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he came back, he said he couldn't find any pure devotees.
On the other hand, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati couldn't find any pure devotees. He said, I found all neophyte devotees. Well, in this regard, I can cite an anecdote told by one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples that in Vrindavan, the whole atmosphere of Vrindavan was very different in the 1970s to what it is now. So this devotee had gone from Krishna Balaram temple, which might have been even under construction at the time. Srila Prabhupada was staying at Krishna Balaram temple at the time. So this devotee went into Loi Bazaar, which you may know is the main shopping area for cloth and devotional items. The local people may not shop there very much, but it's mostly nowadays it's mostly outside people. So he went there and he saw sitting in front of a shop someone with tulsi beads and tilak, drinking tea, smoking a bidi, and that person behaved quite arrogantly with this devotee, Western devotee. So later in the day, when that devotee asked Srila Prabhupada at Krishna Balaram temple, he said, how can we respect such a person? He's got tilak and neck beads, but he's just doesn't say. The understanding we have of a Vaishnava is someone who's living a very pure life. Doesn't seem to fit the bill. Prabhupada said, no, you should respect. Whatever they do, you should not think of the Dhamvasis. You should not think of them in an ordinary way. They're all very special people. And even Srila Prabhupada himself said that those who misbehave, became very controversial, and this was published in Back to Godhead magazine, that the Goswamis of Vrindavan, I'm talking about the people, not the six Goswamis at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but the present temple proprietors, they're called Saivites. but for all intents and purposes, they're proprietors of the temples. So as Prabhupada said, those who misbehave, they become dogs and hogs and monkeys and turtles and Vrindavan. And then after passing one life like that, they go to the Golok Vrindavan, the eternal manifestation of Vrindavan in the spiritual world. And that became very controversial when that was published from one of Srila Prabhupada's lectures. So the point is that it's everything happens under Krishna's direction. So for some reason or other, which we may not be able to, you're saying how to understand? We may not be able to understand, but we just have to accept it, that's all. They're all advanced personalities. Although they may not manifest that. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpatarubhyas chakripa sindhubhyavacha patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.